Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. Have you gone to visit our website? Mm-hmm. And how come? And why not? touchfromabove.org. Don't forget to come and visit that. It's important. Thank you so much for joining me. God richly bless you. I am so excited today. Guess what? I have a wonderful guest. Let me tell you a little bit about him. I met him probably close to 20, almost 30 years ago at the bank. That's the first time I remember him. He was at the bank, and he actually was at the bank right across the street from one of my drive-through coffee espressos. Was the first time I met him. A little bit later, I ran into him at the gym. So let me tell you a little bit about him. Number one, his name is James Rice. He has been self-employed in fitness and real estate for over 30 years. 8 years ago, he helped his friend launch a health supplement that is currently distributed in over 30-plus countries. And, you know, it's amazing because he was born and raised in Iowa from a town of 1,200 people. And then he moved to California. Hello, wake up call. Moved to California after graduating from the University of Iowa. And why did I bring him on my program today? I'm glad you asked that question. Well, he wrote a book, and it's absolutely beautiful. I just got to describe it. It's 11 inches by 11 inches. It's a hardcover book, beautiful gray, and it has like silver lining, and it's called 50-50, The Key to Happily Ever After. And this book is absolutely amazing. And what it has in it, first of all, let me let James say hello.
Good morning. Hello.
That was quick. Well, this book has couples after couple after couple after couple, and they write, I think it's amazing because each couple have been married over 50 years. One of them has been married, actually a couple have been married over 69 years, and their stories are so powerful. But this book is absolute. I think every single married couple and everyone that's going to get married, this is the greatest gift that you could purchase for anyone that's planning on getting married. Let me give you the title of that book again. 50-50, The Key to Happily Ever After. And where can you pick that up? Well, let me tell you, 5050, the key to happily ever after.com. You can get that book. It's a powerful book. And let me tell you a little bit about it, okay? First of all, First of all, marriage is not easy. You need to know that. James, you went through some pretty hard times there. And you went through, well, tell them a little bit about what you went through.
Super hard times. Wow, what a memory. In fact, our pre-marriage counselor said, we think you should put this on hold. And I said, you know what? We're in love. We got this. Well, five counselors later, including friends, family, pastor, home groups, professionals, I was broken. That's my favorite key word, phrase. Remember, broken and done. That was it. I was out.
So you went through a hardcore divorce.
It was the being committed and going, oh, wow, the wake-up call, the ego, the pride. That was the hard part.
Yeah,
failure.
Exactly. Divorce is not easy. And I know people say, well, you know, God hates divorce. Do you know what God hates worse? God hates what causes a divorce. And for those of you that are maybe you're listening to my program today and maybe you've gone through a divorce, I want to give you hope. You know, there's a portion of scripture in the Bible that says God divorced Israel. Did you know that?
Yep.
God divorced Israel. Why? Because Israel had been unfaithful. And so a lot of times we don't realize when divorce happens, it happens. But, you know, James, what made you want to write this book?
I'm glad you asked, because I love to tell people that. Two things, brokenness and hope. My point being that many of us behind the fancy watches and clothes and cars and muscles and things lies brokenness. If I start crying, apologize. But yeah, brokenness. And I wanted to take my brokenness and give people hope. Because I do believe happily ever after is completely possible, even in the crazy culture that we live in. I no doubt in my mind, I firmly believe happily ever after is possible if your happily ever after is placed in the right place.
Amen. You know, the Bible tells you and I in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 4, it says, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. See, we need God's wisdom to make it in marriage. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19 says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. And we can read through this book, and it's so powerful. This is why it's so powerful. It's couple after couple after couple that have been through trials and heartache. One of the pages in this book is so powerful. And in page 108, this couple, Harold and Pat, were married for 69 years. And I love their story because they courted through letters for 2 years. 2 years they started dating, and he went into the military, and they began to court letters back and forth for 2 years. You know, I really think that it's important. My grandmother and grandfather have been married over 60 some years as well. And my grandfather said something really powerful. You better like that person, because too many people say, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Love grows. People don't realize. You better like that person, because if you're going to live with them for the rest of your life, you better like them.
Amen.
And I love the stories in this book here. There's another one that's really powerful on page 40, How You Perform Under Pressure. And boy, this one was really good. It was about this wonderful gentleman, Jan and Ruth. And Jan was a coach. He was a baseball coach. And it was amazing because he loved sports, and they both worked together in sports. But you know what? They said, how in the world do we do this? And it was so awesome because the coach said, how do you get through playing your team? You know, you gotta hang in there. And how do you perform under pressure? And so his, I'm not going to give you all the story because you got to get the book. But how the husband and wife work together through every trial. And they have been married for 54 years. James, what do you want to tell the people?
I want to tell people that, again, through their brokenness or in their brokenness in any area of their life, and you've hung out with me a little bit, I'm always chatting about your foundation. And your faith is your foundation, but even within that, it's still a category. So I focus on my faith, fitness, family, friendships, and finances. And I would encourage people that if they'll recognize their brokenness and really accept it and embrace it, believe it or not, and then seek wise counsel, obviously starting with their Heavenly Father, in this case, the book, who better to learn from than people who have been there and done it and achieved happily ever after?
Amen.
And so these people in the story share how they met, how they struggled, and how they overcame and built a foundation that led to happily ever after. And so, you know, I want to, again, tell people that there is hope, but you've got to be willing to, again, recognize it, admit your brokenness, and then seek wise counsel.
Amen. Well, you're listening to my program today and you're trying to figure out, oh, I want to get that book. My daughter's getting married. My son's getting married. Where do I get that book? I'm glad you asked that question. 5050-5050, the key to happyevereafter.com.
Happily.
Happily Ever After. That takes you right to the website and you can purchase it right there online. And, you know, please get that book. Take it and put it on your coffee table. Put it somewhere in the corner of that room really nice where people come to visit you. They can open it up. You never believe who you might touch with this book. I think that every wedding venue needs to sell this book. I'm telling you, this book is amazing. On page 36, when I read about Jimmy and Rita Gardner's, oh my goodness, their story just really touched me. Here is this man who went overseas, and not only was he struggling, but multiple grenades landed on 299th Battalion, injuring many of the American soldiers, including him. And then he, of course, he received a Purple Heart, and that really changed the perspective on his life. But then he had to come home. And how in the world was he going to deal with all of that? The hidden fears and the darkness and the injured and the Purple Heart and war and now marriage and all these kids and a wife. How do you deal with that? Well, you'll have to make sure you get the book.
Sure.
It's so powerful. I'm telling you, it's so powerful. 5050, the key to happilyeverafter.com.
Can I add a comment?
Yes.
So here's a piece people ask me a lot, or they mention, I go, well, they're like 50-50, you know, doesn't it have to be 100%, 100%? I want to tell people, no, 50-50 isn't expressing or explaining your effort. It's always 100%. 50-50 simply is a symbol for compromise. And sometimes it's 100% giving in, you know, and the other person gives in zero because you completely, you know, submit to them. So 50-50 is not an effort. 50-50 is just recognizing that it's about compromise, give and take, meeting in the middle, finding a resolution. And if you do that in everything in life, then I just don't have any doubt that happily ever after is possible.
Amen. Amen. Another page of the book is page 20, where Jose and Consuelo, it's really powerful. And they said something really powerful. It says, when it comes to raising the children, Jose and Consuelo relied on the Bible as their guide, as an important rule they learned early on that it was found in Mark chapter 3, verse 25. A house divided against itself will not stand. These young parents decided to put that into practice and always present a unified front. You see, there's nothing too hard for God. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know what, I just saw somebody say, yeah, you're going to get married because, you know, you need to find somebody who's going to make you happy. Are you kidding me? If you get married because you want to find happiness, you're a very selfish person. You shouldn't be getting married.
Amen.
Period. Let me tell you, you don't get married because you want to find some happiness. You get married because, you know what? God created marriage. You know, marriage is God's number one plan. God, in the beginning with Adam and Eve, he said he created him male and female, and God blessed them. And God told them to multiply and be fruitful. You know, they became a team that worked together. And when you find that person that you are really compatible with and you can work together as a team, you can go through anything. You know, when you learn to communicate, when you learn to talk, when you learn to be honest, when you learn to be transparent, because life is not easy, folks. I love it. On the advice of this book, let me give you some of the headlines. Choose togetherness over material things. Seek to understand each other. Give each other time and space to just be. Boy, that's a good one, isn't that? Ladies, I love you, but most of the time, ladies, don't get mad at me now. You're like a leech sometimes. Where are you going? And then you begin to nag, nag, nag. And then you know what? Then he wants to go away. You have to be careful. So, you know, when you learn and you partner with somebody and you're compatible with somebody and you learn God's way, oh my goodness, it can be so amazing and beautiful. Why? Because why? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Well, what is real love? Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek his own. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails.
Amen. I think an important piece to mention to the crew, and I'll hand you the baton, is equally yoked. And now, I know everyone's going to go and think, of course, being equally yoked in their faith, which is crucial. That is your starting point. That is your foundation. That being said, you know, you mentioned this a little bit. I tell people, in fact, I was chatting this with someone today, that it's a blend of brains and heart, anything you do. You got to have knowledge and you got to have emotion. It can't all be emotion, but that equally yoked to me is obviously, again, it starts with your faith. But I would encourage each and everybody, and you'll see this when you read the book, that being equally yoked in your fitness, is that important to you? You know, in your foundation, in your finances, how do you want to spend your money? How do you want to live? How do you want to spend your free time? What's family look like to you? And so those are pieces that I would encourage people to look for or in their potential partner, and really in anything in life. And if you read in the book, you're going to read that the differences these people had was maybe areas where they weren't equally yoked. And what had happened through, again, 50-50 compromise, reach an agreement, reach a solution, they grew and became more equally yoked in every aspect of their life. So like you said, I believe, is that it's a work in progress. It's a work in process to have a desire to be one. And if there's areas where you're not, and by that I'm again mean equal yoked, it's like, again, where can you go? I don't want to go to the gym 6 days a week. Well, I want to go zero. Or, you know, I want to go six and I want to go zero. Well, wait a second. How about I go three with you? You go your six and I'll go three. So you desire to grow together and become more equally yoked. I just think that's crucial. And that's a lot of the book that you read. And again, like you said, that is a daily intentional action. It's an action. It's not a, oh, I feel like it.
That's good. That's very good. So how do you get that book? 5050, the key to happilyeverafter.com. Please, it is worth the purchase of this book. I love this book. You know, you got to get this book. Get it today. Don't hesitate. You know somebody that's going to get married. Maybe you know somebody that's married and they're struggling. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, this couple needs some help. Why don't you put this book in their hand? They're going to look at it and go, oh, this is a beautiful book. And it is a beautiful book, by the way. Hardcover, beautiful, gray with silver words on it. And it has the two rings, the wedding rings on the top there. It's just powerful. You know, so let me tell you again, 5050, 50, thekeytohappilyeverafter.com. You want to go online, purchase that book today, and they'll make sure they get that in the mail. You know, it's kind of funny. This Sunday, somebody had heard us on radio and came up to our Sunday service. And we got to talking after church. And he looks at me and he goes, and we're sitting there. I'm thinking, you know, praise God, he's come to visit the church. I'm really happy. And he looks at me and goes, how come you're not married? And I said, excuse me? He goes, how come you're not married? And I said, he goes, and he looks at me real intently. Why are you not married? I said, because the Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. I said, I don't have to go out hunting. He's going to come and find me.
I love it.
And he just looked at me. He said, what? I said, that's right. I don't have to go out to the sports bar. I don't have to go out to the club. I don't have to. I'm not under the curse of Genesis chapter 3. The Bible says that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. He's got to come and find me. And when he finds me, then, hey, if we're compatible, I said that, when we're compatible, I said, I'm a preacher. I love God. He's got to love God. We've got to have the same vision, the same understanding. I know where we're going in this ministry. I said, so I don't worry about it. I'm okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's resources in the back of the book also, and there's some blank pages in the back of the book where your friends can maybe share a tip or a thought. There's a little bit of my story in the front of the book. And, you know, if we're finishing up, and again, I had just lead people with a couple ideas. I'll tell you, number one, I read in Proverbs every single morning. I've been doing that for 2 years. And your brokenness, you're not the only one that's broken. We're all broken. Embrace it, find answers and solutions, and hope.
Amen. I love at the end of the book where you have all these different contacts, where adoption, aging, Alzheimer's support, anger management, anxiety support, cancer support, crisis support, dementia, and grief support, income assistance. I love it. So this book hits a little bit of everything to help you. So I really want to encourage you. James is also I don't want to call him a health nut, but he's really a good coach for fitness. James Rice, Fit Over 50. He also has jamesriceusa.com. You can email him. His product is called, go ahead and tell real quick about your product.
I'll tell him it's super simple. Everybody wants to be in ketosis. They love the weight loss. They love the mental clarity. They love the cut of the sugar cravings. We drink our ketones to get into ketosis. We don't do a crazy, ridiculous diet and starve ourselves. We drink our ketones. Questions about it, you can hit me at jamesrice@jamesriceusa.com. You can find me on social media at jamesricefitover50. And I would say if you hear or see my success, just remember, financially, I've been broken. Relationship-wise, I didn't speak to my dad for a year and a half. I didn't see my stepdaughter for 7 years. I've been divorced, flunked out of my first semester of college. Plenty of brokenness. I want to help.
Amen. Just to let you know that those of you that are in the San Diego area, you can come up to our church. James goes to our church. You can come out and get a signed copy. That's what I would do. Come up to the church, A Touch from Above, A Prayer Mountain, A Church Alive is worth a drive. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we have a wonderful church service. Come on out, meet James, and we'll have some of his books there. And, you know, get a signed copy. I am excited all that God is doing. You know what? It takes work to make a good marriage. And Jesus, you know what? He created marriage. Marriage is beautiful. He created him, male and female. And he brought them together and he said, be fruitful and multiply. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to have a good life. You know what? There's nothing like snuggling up to somebody that's really, truly your partner in life. You go through the good, the bad, and the ugly, where you're able to go through all the things that you need to go through together. And you know what? When one gets weak, the Bible says, the other one lifts him up. And when the other one gets weak, the other one lifts him up. Because I'm telling you, we need each other today. So I want to thank you so much, James, for being here.
It's fun. It's my pleasure.
We're going to have him come in another time. But I want to thank you for those of you that are listening all the way in Tennessee and those of you that are listening all the way in Augusta, Georgia. Get that book. Y'all need to pick up that book because it's a great book. And y'all know what it's like to have fun being married. So let somebody help you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above. Thank you so much for joining me. God richly bless you. I appreciate you so much. Our God is so awesome, awesome, and awesome. Don't forget, touchfromabove.org. Another thing, we are listener supported. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful, his word is living, his healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God. Holy Spirit, flow
through me. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.